What do you think it means to be a person?
I don't know.
Me either.
Really.
Say scratch that again.
Scratch that a fan.
I'm Caitlin Metz, a non-binary illustrator and designer.
I'm Rebecca Tossig, a disabled storyteller and writer.
And this is Scratch That, Parenting and Reparenting Off Script.
A podcast for people trying to parent and person at the same time.
Head over to our Patreon, Scratch That Podcast, for show notes and a transcript of today's episode, and also to join the conversation.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, friend.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Yay. I'm so excited about this. Caitlin and I were like totally prepared to do a separate recording today. And then we just started talking about the podcast and like the mini journey we've been on so far of like, where are we at? We're like a few months into this podcast. What is standing out to us? How do we want to steer this ship? What's feeling good? What do we want to reassess? And on a whim, we were like, let's do the value cards for the podcast. So the last like 20 minutes, we've been going through the deck. Caitlin, how many cards are in the deck again?
78.
This is the Live Your Values deck that Lisa Congdon made.
78, yes. Yes, Lisa Congdon. Genius, truly. Okay, so then we each narrowed down. We don't know what the other has. 10 top values for the podcast. And we're going to try and we're going to see what happens.
And this is the moment of truth, because if all of our 10 values are completely different, we're like, oh dear, we need to have a conversation. Okay. So we're just going to like each pull one and see where we overlap or where we don't and what stands out to us. And then hopefully by the end of this, we will have a clearer guiding roadmap, North Star. I'll do mine first.
Great.
Pulling this in no particular order. The first card I'm pulling is growth.
Growth.
To develop and change continually. Is that in your top 10?
No, it's not, but I love it. It was in my like pull, my like first. Yeah, okay.
I this was one of the ones that I was like, there were a few that I pulled right away as my top 10. This one was one that I went back and forth on because in particular, sometimes I get really weary of this mandate that I must be forever growing and don't want to put that on other people either. Like, is it important that we change through this experience, or maybe we just like sink more into what we already are? I don't know.
Oh, wait, I totally lied. It was hidden. It's right here. Sorry.
Is it in your top 10?
Yeah, I was confused because I was like, well, okay, so I made two lists. I made what are the values of the podcast itself and what are the things that I think the podcast is directly bringing to me in my creative practice. And I had growth, but I have some that are like in between, and growth was like laying in the in-between pile. It just got covered up.
And that's what I feel about it as well, is like, I do feel like there is this way in which I would like to be, you know, like I want to be intentional on this journey of being a person and a parent. The idea that I must always be growing is kind of wearisome to me. And also, I would hope that there would be some kind of nourishing that would lead to some sort of sprout of something. And so that's why it landed in the top 10, is this desire to continually develop and, I don't know, new blooms. Okay, so we both have growth. Woo! What's your next one?
Yeah, the first one I have is empathy.
Oh, I have empathy too! And I like the way that Lisa describes each word, because that can be really clarifying. So empathy, to be sensitive to and experience the feelings of others.
Yes.
I feel that with you when we talk through things. I feel that with our guests when they come on, wanting to make space for those experiences, wanting to be a sturdy, safe container for those. All right. My next one, I don't know if this will be, this one kind of surprised me. I would not have like just rattled this one off of the top of my head, but as I kept looking through the cards, this one just kind of called to me. Beauty. To notice, create, cultivate, and surround yourself with beauty. I think that I began to sort of like the idea of like the thing that we're making being a bit of beauty, a practice of cultivating something beautiful together. I did not know that that's what I mean, that kind of surprised me that that would have been a high. So such a high value. Is it on yours?
It's not, but I love it.
All right. Putting it in this pile over here as a potential mystery.
Well, beauty is almost always in my personal polls, like beauty, order, simplicity, which in my personal life, those things kind of flow together. But that does feel important, especially like behind the scenes way, like that the audio is good. Like we care a lot about like having someone produce this, the beauty of that feels important. And I think the conversations themselves and people we're speaking to. Yeah, I love that that's in there. Okay.
I kind of like the idea of thinking about each episode as being like this beautiful creation that we make that we get to offer the world and put out on this little raft, go into the river, and it's beautiful out in the world on its own. All right, what's your next one?
Courage.
I almost had courage. It didn't make it for me.
I went back and forth. I think what led me to put it in is that what we're doing here is we're trying to understand what is it to be a parent in person at the same time. And that for me, the self-inquiry, the work of looking myself straight in the mirror, especially after a hard parenting moment or just a hard personing moment, that feels really courageous. Like coming to this without needing it to be perfect, without pretending that we have it together or that we know, feels like courage.
Well, I will say that really resonates with me. And I just ended up pulling a card that felt slightly adjacent to it.
Ooh, what? Okay, what is that one?
I picked vulnerability, which to me feels very coupled with courage. So to honor uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure in yourself and others. And those feel really linked to me, like almost like you can't have one without the other or something. That this is like bold, hard work that requires this internal excavation. So yeah, I feel like those are like holding hands together.
I love that. I just stacked them together. This feels like a really cool place for asking listeners to weigh in, like between vulnerability and courage, like which one really feels like you get to the essence of what we're trying to create here?
You know, like we have such a narrow perch in what we see here of like how we experience these conversations, but I am so interested in how they are landing for all these different folks out in the world. And so I would love to know. I would love to know that. Okay, you're next.
Okay, this is a weird one. It's not something I ever pull for myself.
What?
Optimism.
Ooh, I never pulled that for myself either.
I know, it almost feels gross. I pulled this because I feel like the conversations we're having are really messy. A lot of them are just inherently messy and we don't have an understanding. But I feel like the thing that we're reaching towards is like hope, optimism, like this belief that we will figure it out, or just like just in the very act of creating this and having these conversations feels optimistic to me. And it feels like a form of resistance, which I don't know if this is like self-gratuitous or something, but in a one pile, which I think I ended up taking it out, I was like, this kind of feels like activism to me. And activism feels like this radical act of optimism, like that you believe in something enough to like fight for it or to disrupt. I think disruption is like ultimately a really optimistic thing.
Well, it's like we're putting so much energy into making this with the idea, the belief that it is taking us somewhere good. And I think, I hope and imagine that that is true for people listening too. Like we're listening with this belief that there's something valuable in the practice of thinking through these things together. I like that a lot more than I thought that I would. Because there is, you know, I think we both have this value on like not turning away from the things that are hard and being honest and looking at the gritty. But that feels like, I like that. I think that might need to make it into our final cut.
And that to me feels like optimism. Like a fake shiny happiness is not what I'm aiming for. But like looking at exactly what it is and still moving forward and trying. So optimism.
And optimism. Yeah, exactly. Synonyms, right? Okay. This one might be redundant with some of my others, but I pulled creativity. I think I was thinking about that a lot in like creative thinking. I think you put a lot more creativity into like the assets and materials that you create from the conversations that we have. But Lisa describes creativity to use imagination to transcend ordinary thinking and generate new ideas. I think that a lot of what we're trying to do is find a way to think about this differently or move through this differently than the way that we learned to, or the way that the rest of the world seems to be telling us that is expected, or whatever it is, like that creative trickster energy almost of moving through the world that way.
I had that one set aside. It's like on the table, but it wasn't in any of my piles. I pulled nonconformity, which feels like creativity to me. Like those feel really coupled.
Especially in the way that they're described on these cards. That's maybe why I was thinking this was redundant for me. I feel like this one, nonconformity, for me, felt like one of the top three, like most important to what we're doing. To question and challenge authority and norms. And there's a fox on that one, which feels fitting.
Yes. Interrupting this episode to say thank you to everyone supporting the podcast on Patreon.
Our goal for 2025 is to reach $900 on Patreon each month. This would cover our overhead so that we're not paying out of pocket each month to produce these episodes.
And just so you know where your money is going, the episodes are perfected by Amelia of Softer Sounds. She runs her studio with a rare humanity, and we feel so good partnering with her.
If you believe in these episodes, if you enjoy these conversations and want them to keep showing up in your feed, would you consider joining our Patreon?
You can join for $5 a month, which comes out to $1.25 per episode. Such a deal.
If you can't support financially, there are lots of ways that you can rally around this podcast, sharing a favorite episode with a friend or on social media, leaving a 5-star review. All of that really helps us keep this thing afloat.
Thanks. We love you so much. Back to the show.
This felt similar to vulnerability and courage to me, but I picked genuineness, to be sincere, free from pretense, affectation, or hypocrisy. I think just wanting to always show up completely as myself, show up as myself without any agenda or need to be perceived a certain way. My hope would be that I could show up sincere and free of that pretense, which I do think goes with courage and vulnerability.
I chose integrity over genuineness, but I like the way that you, to me, what does she write for integrity? To adhere to a practice of honesty and having your outer world reflect your inner world to be what you seem.
I was choosing between those two, actually, integrity and genuineness. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be there is nuance between it, though, and the way that you talked about genuineness feels more like an in the moment practice, and integrity feels like this wider, like I'm always aiming for integrity where that like my actions and my values align. And if one of them's out of alignment, I either need to adjust my value or I need to adjust my action. But I almost wonder if genuineness speaks more to how we're coming to these conversations.
Yes, I think that's right. If we're like dissecting these a little bit more, it's like the genuineness is what we bring to the conversation space. And then integrity is the broader practice that maybe we hope we can all be doing and practicing together. I like that. Okay, this is one I have not actually pulled for myself before personally, I don't think, but contribution?
I have that in kind of my middle area, because I was like, I don't know which direction.
So to give time, money, service, or knowledge to make a difference in the world, I do feel like what I have felt from the beginning, what I really hope for what we are able to offer is something that contributes to the larger, the stories we tell about parenting, and that makes a difference in the world in some way. As grand as that sounds. Okay, so you pulled that too.
Yeah, it was in my like in between. I'm grabbing the ones that feel adjacent. I put social connection, which feels similar to the contribution piece. And it says to prioritize closer ongoing relationships with other people. So it feels like in a literal way, like you and I are building a social connection. But I have a few people who text me every Monday to like give me their thoughts on the episode. And it is so meaningful to me. And when people comment or like, it feels like we're having a broader conversation with a lot of people. So those two feel like tied together.
And I think that that's sort of like a long-term goal that we have had in mind from the beginning, but I'm curious to know if that's what other people are longing for. It's such a weird medium, and it can feel strange to not hear or not get to see everything or hear from people. The Patreon is not like, there aren't people going back and forth and sharing a ton on there. And I think we have had a longing for that sort of social connection in that space. And maybe people long for that too. And there's like some sort of roadblock to taking that leap, or maybe they long for it, but it's showing up in other ways that we can't see as clearly. So I'm just curious about that. All right, my next one, second to last one, is diversity, to honor and appreciate different types of people and ideas. Ha ha!
That feels like top three.
Yes.
I think that is the goal of our initial, is like that we can expand what our definition of being a parent.
Yes. All the ways that this can look, yeah, manifest. Okay.
Okay, I have three more somehow.
You do?
Well, because a couple of mine I pulled out that were middle ones.
Okay.
We're going to narrow it in.
I have one more, so you share one.
Oh, goodness. Okay, curiosity.
Oh, I almost had curiosity, and I ended up, what did I end up doing instead of curiosity? Oh, it's my last one. I ended up doing openness. Those two felt so similar to me.
Yes, I think they are.
Will you read the definition of curiosity?
Yeah, to desire to learn or acquire knowledge about everything and or about specific topics.
I picked openness. I had that one in my top 10 until the very end. I ended up pulling openness instead. Openness is to be open-minded to new experiences, ideas, and options. I think the only thing that the reason I like lean towards openness is that in reading the definition of curiosity, it seemed sort of like knowledge focused. And I care about that, but I also just care about the more like expansive, this wouldn't necessarily show up in a research study or data, but it's just sort of like this big wide open, I want to know.
Yeah. And like curiosity almost feels like it has an agenda, where openness is just like ready. Okay. I love that. I'm taking curiosity out and putting openness. Okay. My last one was self-awareness, which I think we covered with courage, vulnerability, self-awareness. I think, yes.
So that means that we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that overlapped.
Which were the ones that overlapped?
Diversity, contribution, nonconformity, empathy. Oh, wait, growth didn't overlap. Or it did.
Oh, it did overlap. I just had my piles kind of confused.
And openness, so 6.
Okay.
And then the ones that didn't overlap were beauty, genuineness, vulnerability, and creativity.
Right. Okay. So we had genuineness and integrity were like kind of our, I had those layered. And then vulnerability and courage were kind of our together ones.
I think creativity and nonconformity are kind of the same. So I'm going to pull creativity out.
Does that feel good to you?
Yeah, it does. Because I think that I'm thinking about them as the same thing. And nonconformity feels more on the nose. And then I like beauty.
I love beauty. Yes.
So let's put a poll up on our Patreon to see how these values are aligning with our listeners and what greatest values or priorities they have as a listener to Scratch That. Do you think we should try to narrow this to a fewer number just for ourselves now, or should we wait until we get some input?
I feel like we should pull what we feel like are our most important, like
okay,
diversity,
nonconformity, and openness. I think those are the top three for me. Does that sound right to you too?
Yes. How do you feel about putting optimism in?
I liked that one. I forgot about optimism.
And then we also had social connection. So I know this is getting out of control.
I feel like the social connection one is one that I feel curious about, because I value that even in the practice of meeting with you and talking with you every week, and that social connection. I am curious if our listeners have that as a priority, or if that's lower on the list for them.
Yes. Okay. I'm curious as well. As an avid podcast listener, I have some podcasts that I just like religiously listen to, but I never comment on them. I like back a couple of them, but I never comment on them. But I still get this like deep sense of connection from it. And I'm kind of wondering, back to the Patreon, like when I'm listening to podcasts, I'm not usually at my computer or like, you know, with a thing. I'm like out, I'm doing stuff, I'm thinking, but I'm not
right there next to the comment section to type in your thing.
Right. And I don't know that I feel less of a connection.
As a listener,
I get those warm, that warm feeling and the sense of community just from listening to something where I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. Someone else is feeling this too. But I'm also considering as a listener that it, or the podcasts that are very meaningful to me, that I should probably be seeking out ways to comment and respond so that the hosts themselves know the impact that it's having on me. So that feels...
It is interesting to get to like eavesdrop in a way, or just like tune into something that is so personal and intimate and raw, if that's the right word. And then you're a participant in it, but no one necessarily knows that except you.
I want to write a little manifesto, a little scratch that manifesto with you based on these cards. Maybe we post that on Patreon.
But let's definitely send out a poll, because I am so curious what is meaningful to other people. I want to hear what they value and prioritize about this space, these conversations.
Okay, great. Wow. Hope you all enjoyed whatever this was.
Processing session, manifesto brainstorm.
Yes. And you got a peek into what it looks like for us to like actually use these cards and how they guide our practice.
We appreciate, love, and adore you.
Bye.
Bye.
You tell me when we're done, okay?
Bye.
Woohoo! This podcast is edited and perfected by Amelia of Softer Sounds.
For all the show notes and a transcript of today's episode, check out our Patreon, Scratch That Podcast. This is our hub. It's where you can join the conversation and be part of our community.
If today's episode resonated with you or made you think of someone, share it.
And if you want to support the pod and also make us glow inside, go give a 5-star review on Apple. That would be so lovely.
Thank you for being here, for listening, for being a part of this community.
We love you so much.